So there's, of course, some movie coming out, Don't Worry, Darling, by Olivia Wilde. And it's the usual, typical. I mean, communists have this allergic horror to the 50s, when capitalism was functioning fairly well because government was much smaller and more free trade, and a man could afford a house and gaggle of kids and the car and all of that on one guy's salary and so on. So, always have to go back and hammer at the 50s. And so it's this usual, oh, the 50s, it seems like a paradise, but it's deeply sinister deep down. Anyway, so the movie, of course, is going to be boring and predictable, and who cares, right? But in it, there's a character played by Chris Pine, who I assume, or they claim, is based on Jordan Peterson, king of the incels, they say. And the woman, Olivia Wilde, says, the incels, they're just entitled guys who think that they just, a woman owes them sexuality and so on, right? And of course, nobody owes anyone anything. It's one of the great secrets of actually becoming an adult, is not expecting other people to fulfill your particular preferences. And women, of course, as you know, they rate 80% of men as unattractive. For men, it's 50-50, middle of the bell curve. For women, they rate 80% of men as less than average attractiveness. So it's way off. And what that means, of course, is that a huge number of women are chasing the top 10% of guys, top 20% of guys. And again, that's fine. You can make all the choices that you want, but philosophy, if not economics, is just here to tell you that choices have their consequences, right? So, I mean, this function of going to work and just doing the bare minimum, soft quitting or something like that, just doing enough to get by, well, that's most of human history. And that's why we were at a subsistence level of our survival. You need 2,500 calories a day, and you were lucky if you got 2,501, right? Which is why human populations were so low. So for women, it's like, yeah, date whoever you want, but if you scorn and despise and reject 80% of the men, again, perfectly within your rights, and that's a fine thing to do, but there's going to be consequences. And the consequence is that you won't be able to get your government benefits in the long run, right? See, government benefits are produced to a large degree by men working very, very hard. And why do when men work very, very hard? Well, we work very, very hard because we have wives and children. And a man needs 10 times the income to have a wife and kids than he needs to have if he's like a single guy living in a room or a tiny apartment or whatever. I mean, when I was a student, I rented a room in a house and was quite comfortable there for $275 a month. You get a wife and kids, you can't do that. So men work very hard and produce a lot of excess wealth because of wife and kids. Now, that excess wealth disproportionately goes into funding social programs. So if you're just going to turn your backs on 80% of the men, again, perfectly fine, perfectly free to do so, but the consequence is that men will stop working, tax base will collapse, and you won't get your benefits. It's not, I wish the system were different, but I'm just sort of pointing you out the cause and effect of the system. That is, make your choices by all means, but making choices in the absence of knowing what the consequences are is usually not a very productive scenario. So, yeah, date whoever you want, but know that if the majority of men aren't going to have wives and kids, they won't work very hard, and our way of life will change considerably.